I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
58 degrees.
We've still got lane restrictions on 215's West Belt and a crash in Taylorsville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We continue to follow a developing story in West Valley this hour, where police are searching for a missing boy.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, West Valley police say they're still looking for a missing 11-year-old boy. Jackson Allen was reportedly visiting the area of Bingham High School around 6 o'clock last night when he walked off. The boy is about 5 feet tall, according to police, and has dark brownish hair. He was last seen wearing black pants with a black hoodie that has either gray or white sleeves. Now, West Valley police is encouraging anyone with information to please come forward to help them out at this time. The best number to contact them is at 801-840-4000. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're also following another developing story along the West Side Belt, where the Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly auto pedestrian crash. It happened last night near I-215 and 39 South. A woman was hit by multiple cars on the freeway. Troopers say they're not sure what she was doing, but each of the drivers who hit her did stop and are cooperating with the investigation.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Some teachers will be rallying against the new back-to-school plan outside the Davis School District offices this afternoon. Ninth grade teacher Jennifer Baker says plexiglass shields will not protect her friends who teach elementary school.
I don't know a single teacher who teaches behind their desk. We are up in the room. We are around. We are helping kids. We're answering questions. We have kids that need to talk to us privately. So the plexiglass in that way is pretty much useless.
District officials say there have been very few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools, which is why they're moving those campuses to mostly in-person instruction.
Louisville sees another night of protest, but without the violence. KSL's top national stories. Let's go to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, a police-enforced curfew helped tamp down Breonna Taylor demonstrations in Louisville last night.
The time is 9 o'clock. The curfew order is in effect.
A couple dozen arrests were made. Small protests were held in cities around the country after officers involved in Taylor's death were not charged with her shooting. Support for racial justice demonstration is dropping, according to a new Associated Press poll. 54% supported the demonstrations in June, but that's down to 39%, with 44% opposed. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress yesterday there's no evidence of a coordinated effort to interfere with the upcoming election. He says hacking the actual voting process
would be a major challenge for an adversary, but people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Voting is conducted by over 3,100 independent county elections offices around the U.S. And the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol receives the high honor today as the casket of Ruth Bader Ginsburg is placed in the statuary hall. But add another bit of history as the late Justice Ginsburg also becomes the first Jewish person to lie in state at our Capitol. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Well, the Utes will play football this fall. The Pac-12 announced that decision yesterday. But KSL News Radio's Dan Baumus reports the Utah fans will have to stay across the green and not in the stadium.
A rapid testing system for COVID-19 was a key part of the decision by the Pac-12 conference to resume football. University of Oregon President Michael Schill chairs the conference's CEO committee.
And that will allow us to identify if anyone becomes infected and remove them from play before they affect other people.
KSL Sports reports the plan is to have teams play six games starting November 6th, with a seventh game as a playoff for the top teams in each division. But there won't be fans in the stands. U Athletic Director Mark Harlan issued a statement yesterday saying fans will not be allowed at any sporting competition. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Mountain West Conference has also approved a fall football schedule that will start sooner than the Pac-12. The Mountain West says teams will play eight games beginning October 24th with a conference championship game set for December 19th. Teams, including Utah State, have not released their schedules just yet.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Fall officially began on Tuesday, but temperatures really haven't felt that way. That changes by the end of the day tomorrow.
Quite a bit cooler. You will feel the difference by the time we get to the upcoming weekend. And by the time we get to the afternoons of the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at highs only in the 70s. So again, quite a bit cooler than it's been lately. And we're going to keep this cooling trend for the first few days of next week. So early fall weather, I would say, coming our way starting tomorrow.
Grant says tomorrow's high will only be in the mid-70s. That's more than 10 degrees cooler than it will be today. Lower 70s by Sunday and Monday.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.